Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Carver again. Well, you know, you have sweated your brow, you have got dirt under your fingernails, and yes, you have harvested some, or getting ready to harvest some really good produce out of your garden that you've worked really, really hard at all summer long. So what do you do, and how do you know when to harvest, and how do you store your fruit and your vegetables? What needs to be done? So hopefully, I'm going to cover some of those things today. I'll have some different sections. Today, we're going to cover tomatoes and peppers. All right, of course, we know that you grow a garden so that it is, you know, vine ripened, and it's fresh, and it's it went all the way through to maturity, and it's got a very good flavor to it. Well, how do we know that it's ready to harvest? And hopefully we'll talk a little bit about that, and you'll be more comfortable with this after this talk. Let's first talk about tomatoes. Well, you know, we've got to first know what we want whenever we're dealing with our tomatoes. Sometimes we want to pick them green so we can have those good fried green tomatoes. But a lot of times we're wanting that good ripe tomato. Well, we need to know what color it needs to be, if it's going to be yellow or red. And we need to understand how it ripens. Well, we know that at the end of which is called the blossom end rot, the end that is not connected to the plant of the tomato itself, it'll start having some color start at the bottom there and then work its way up. Well, you can actually pick that tomato that has starting a little bit of color and place that with other tomatoes, because it gives off ethylene gas and it will ripen continually to ripen, and it will still have a good flavor. It will still ripen itself, but of course you'll have the best flavor if you leave it totally on the vine until it gets that good solid red or yellow color, whichever one you're looking for, or sometime in our case could be turkey purples. You wait until it has that full good green, good color all the way through to that entire tomato, and then you can harvest it. But again, you can, when it starts to star or starts to have some color starting at the blossom end, you can pick it then and place it with other tomatoes on your countertop, or maybe in a windowsill. And make sure, if you do place it on the windowsill, you do want to turn it from time to time, a couple times a day. But that ethylene gas, just like on bananas, why bananas keep ripening, because you put two or three of them together, that ethylene gas gives off, and it's a ripening agent. And so you can place a banana with a tomato and it'll ripen itself. Or you can place several tomatoes together, it'll ripen. If you want them to also ripen faster, you can place them in a paper bag. Now, you don't want a plastic bag, but a paper bag, and then crinkle it down a little bit, and that will allow that ethylene gas to work faster. It doesn't allow, you know, oxygen to get into the plant, your tomato, and so it will ripen even faster. So there's a few little hints. Also, tomatoes do not need to be stored in a refrigerator. Refrigerator temperatures are too cold, so you want to make sure that you place them just in room temperature, or, you know, somewhere at 60 degrees or so. Whenever you place them in a refrigerator, they get too musty or get really kind of slimy almost. A lot of the chemistry doesn't break down really well, so we want to keep them out of our refrigerator. All right, let's talk a little bit about peppers. Peppers is another one that will actually, pepper plants will produce, you know, as long as until you get a killing frost a lot of times. And it's always good to know what color that pepper should, the end pepper should be. Is it going to be green? Is it going to be red? Is it going to be yellow? Know what your color, what your end product is. You do want very nice full lobes on your peppers. You know, if it's going to be a solid green pepper, then you want those nice full lobes so you can have plenty to eat and have a really nice good color. You want to harvest a lot of times those peppers with either a nice sharp knife or some scissors. It's better to do it with something that's a utensil and cut it, because if you damage that plant by pulling or jerking that stem off, then you've damaged that plant from reproducing. But as long as you continually take off the mature fruit, vegetable in this case, the pods, then it's always going to reproduce itself, so it'll continually keep bearing. Also on peppers, if you're going to save some seed with them, you want to wait till that pepper starts to wrinkle just a little bit on the vine, and then harvest it and then save the seed. And I've got a whole section of saving seed in another section of this MP3s, so I'll save that top for a little bit later. But this is just starting a beginning of figuring out when to harvest and how to store these wonderful produce that you've got growing in your garden.